Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. As the weather begins to cool and we progress further into fall, this is not an invitation to slack off in your lawn maintenance regimens. In fact, October could be argued as the most critical month for lawn maintenance. The work you put into your lawn this month may not be seen immediately out in your yard, but it will create a healthier and more beautiful lawn in the spring and summer months to come. This month, many of our summer weeds are beginning to finish up for the season, and our winter weeds are beginning to emerge. This can be a twofold problem. The summer weeds have created a supply of seed for next season, which will sit dormant until late spring or early summer. Simultaneously, the winter weeds are beginning to emerge and start their growth for this season. Combating these issues now is a fairly simple task, but if not performed, it will create a larger problem further in the future. Consider using a pre-emergent herbicide such as Dimension, Preen, or Amaze, or just a few trade names, in your lawn this season to prevent winter weeds from emerging. Pre-emergent herbicides are an excellent tool in controlling weeds in the lawn if used properly. A key to understanding pre-emergent herbicides is to know how they work in and on the plant. This product inhibits seeds from germinating. This means if you have existing weeds in your lawn now and apply the chemical now, it will have no effect on the weeds that are currently growing in your lawn. Any weed seeds that have not yet germinated this season can be controlled with a pre-emergent herbicide. For those weeds that have already germinated, you would want to use a post-emergent herbicide and check with your local nurseries or the LSU Ag Center to determine which product to use on the particular weeds. Pre-emergent herbicides can be used in the lawn as well as the flower beds. They can even be used in the cracks of your driveway or between the slab foundation of your home and a patio. Pre-emergent herbicides can be used basically anywhere in the home lawn and garden where you don't want pesky weeds to pop up. But before you use, do be sure to read and follow all of the label directions on any products that you use in your home lawn and garden. Keep in mind, when using this product, the purpose is to prevent seeds from germinating. Refrain from planting flower seeds directly into an area that you treated with a pre-emergent herbicide, as it will have the same effect on these flower seeds. They won't germinate. As great of a product as pre-emergent herbicides are, there are other methods to help prevent weeds from occurring in your lawn, such as Virginia buttonweed. This was a horrible weed this year in southern lawns. You may see this weed yellowing and dying in your lawn this month as the growing season is coming to an end for the Virginia buttonweed, but what may seem like relief from this weed is really just the beginning for next season. There is such an abundance of seed on this plant, you may consider hand-pulling Virginia buttonweed in your lawn if and where it's possible. After you hand-pull it, discard that in the trash. Do not put this weed in your compost bin, as you'll reincorporate the seeds back into your lawn or into your flower beds later on. A combination of physical removal of this weed along with a pre-emergent herbicide will offer a strong fight in controlling Virginia buttonweed next season. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.